天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。我们现在正在学习的系列是恩典的描绘。神的恩典是如此的广阔，它彰显于我们生活中的各个层面。那今天麦克牧师将会带领我们来认识神的哪一个层面呢？好，那就让我们预备心，一起进入今天的天路导向吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
What a joy it is for us to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
你能收听今天的节目，我们是多么的高兴。
Today we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 27, verses 1 to chapter 28, verse 5.
今天我们来看创世纪27章第一节到28章第五节。
It's a long passage, but if you have your Bible, please turn with me to that passage.
这是很长的一段经文，如果你手上有圣经，请和我们一起打开，让我们一起来看。
I want to begin by saying that the Bible often speaks of the blessings of unity.
我想首先谈一谈，圣经常常强调合一的福气。
Unity in the home and unity among believers.
在家里的合一以及信徒之间的合一。
The psalmist said that there are spiritual blessings in store for those who come in unity with God.
诗篇作者说，与神合一的人会得到属灵的福气。
If you read the scripture carefully, you will find from Genesis to Revelation that there is unity in the Godhead.
如果你仔细地读过圣经，就会发现从创世纪到启示录都有神性的合一。
There is unity in the Holy Trinity.
那是三位一体的合一。
In Genesis, you often hear the phrase, let us.
在创世纪里，你常常会听到让我们这样的句子。
That is a total unity in the Trinity.
那是三位一体的完全的合一。
Like all families, my family faced many difficulties in life.
和所有的家庭一样，我的家庭在生活中也遇到很多的困难。
But when we in desperation come in total unity before God,
当绝望之际，我们来到神面前完全的合一。
We saw again and again God's supernatural intervention in answered prayer.
我们一次又一次的看见，神用超然的力量介入，回应了我们的祷告。
Probably some of you are saying,Does that mean that God does not answer individual prayer?
也许你们中间有人会说，那是不是就意味着神不回应个人的祷告呢？
Of course he does.
当然他会回应的。
But there is a reason why Jesus sent his disciples two by two.
但是耶稣两个两个的差遣他的门徒出去是有原因的。
There is power in unity.
合一带有能力。
Isaac and Rebecca's lack of unity and obedience to God's will exasperated the tension between the two boys, Jacob and Esau.
以撒和利百加不能合一并顺服神，就制造了两个孩子雅各和以扫之间的紧张。
Let me remind you of what I told you in the last message.
让我提醒你，上一次信息里我曾讲过的。
Earlier on, God revealed His will to Rebecca and Isaac.
之前神曾向利百加和以撒表明了他的旨意。
The blessings of Abraham would be fulfilled in the younger son Jacob and not in the older son Esau.
应许要赐给亚伯拉罕的福会应验在次子雅各身上，而不是长子以扫。
This is a reversal of the cultural norm of the day.
这逆转了当时的传统。
We also saw that Rebecca favored Jacob and Isaac favored Esau.
我们也看到利百加疼爱雅各，而以撒偏向以扫。
Esau casually sold his birthright to Jacob for a cup of soup.
以扫为换一碗红豆汤，轻易地卖掉了长子的名分。
Now years have passed.
之后又过了许多年。
Here we find Isaac to be getting old, and it is time to pass the blessing of his father Abraham to his son.
现在我们看到以撒年纪老迈了，是时候该把从父亲亚伯拉罕那里得到的祝福传给自己的儿子了。
Which son do you think he should pass the blessing to?
你认为他应该传给哪一个儿子呢？
Well, which son did he try to pass the blessing to?
那么他打算传给哪一个儿子呢？
Did he act on his own will or the will of God?
他是按照自己的意愿呢，还是神的意愿呢？
Here's the problem.
是的，这就是问题所在。
The problem for Isaac is the problem for most of us, if not all of us.
以撒的问题即使不是我们所有人的问题，至少也是我们大多数人的问题。
Do you know what it is?
你知道是什么吗？
We often act on our emotions instead of acting on the truth of the Word of God.
我们常常按我们自己的情感行动，而不是遵循神话语的真理。
We often respond to our feelings instead of an obedience to God.
我们常常顺着自己的感受回应，而不是去顺服神。
We often try to circumvent God's word in favor of our desires.
我们经常为了达到自己的愿望而试图避开神的话语。
Do you do that, my listening friend?
亲爱的朋友，你是这么做的吗？
Why else do you think Isaac was making this transaction with Esau in secret?
你认为以撒还有什么别的原因让他私下想把福气传给以扫吗？
Just like his father Abraham, who tried to convince God that Ishmael should be the son of promise.
就像他的父亲亚伯拉罕一样，试图说服神让以实玛利成为应许之子。
Now Isaac is trying to get God to agree with him instead of submitting to God's revealed will.
现在以撒试图让神迁就自己，而不是顺从于神已显明的旨意。
My listening friend, are you getting this?
亲爱的朋友，你明白了吗？
This series of messages is all about the grace of God.
这个系列的信息所讲的都是关于神的恩典。
God's grace has the power to overrule our worst failures.
神的恩典大有权柄，可以遮盖我们最糟糕的失败。
And I want to demonstrate that to you right now.
下面我就来为你说明。
Isaac ended up being deceived by the very senses that he sought to satisfy.
以撒到头来恰恰是被他曾追寻的感官上的满足欺骗了。
What do I mean by this?
我这么说是什么意思呢？
It is tragic to see a man at odds with his family.
当一个男人与他的家人起了争执，这是很可悲的。
What is even more tragic is to see a man at odds with God's word and God's instruction.
当一个男人违背神的话语和教导，就更悲惨了。
In the New Testament, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20,Isaac is described as a man of faith.
在新约的希伯来书十一章二十节中，以撒被描述为有信心的人。
You say, how can that be?
你会说这怎么可能呢？
We just saw how he was bent on disobedience to the revealed will of God.
我们刚刚看到了他一心想要违背神所显明的旨意。
The reason he is described as a man of faith is because of the grace of God.
是的，他之所以被描绘成为一个有信心的人，是因为神的恩典。
Let me explain.
我来解释一下。
When Isaac was caught in his deception in Genesis 27 verse 33,
在创世纪二十七章三十三节中，以撒发现自己被欺骗了。
Isaac trembled because his wrong intentions had been exposed.
以撒很战惊，因为他自己错误的私心也暴露无遗。
And finally, he did the right thing and blessed Jacob again and sent him out.
最终他做了正确的事，再一次祝福雅各，并打发他出去。
My listening friend, the grace of God not only overrules, but when you repent, God gives you credit.
亲爱的朋友， 神的恩典不仅能够遮盖一切，而且当你悔改的时候，神还是归功于你。
Someone said to me, but wasn't Rebecca, by using Jacob to deceive her husband Isaac, actually doing the will of God?
有人对我说，虽然利百加利用雅各来欺骗了她的丈夫，但从另一个意义来说，不是在实行神的旨意吗？
After all, Rebecca received an oracle from the Lord.
至少利百加听到了从神而来的旨意。
Therefore, she was not merely looking out for her favorite son.
因此她不是单单照顾她偏爱的儿子而已。
Wasn't she trying to save the day and stop her husband from making a terrible mistake?
她不也是在尝试着挽救并阻止丈夫犯一个可怕的错误吗？
Or was she actually trying to bring about the will of God?
或者说，她不也是在尝试着执行神的旨意呢？
Would it not be correct to say that she was merely trying to stop her husband from going against God's word?
如果我们说利百加只不过是想要阻止她丈夫违背神的话语，这样说难道不对吗？
My listening friend, this is very important. Listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请留心，这是非常重要的。
The end does not justify the means.
我们不能从事情的结果来说明做事的手段是正确的。
Deception is deception, regardless of the reason for which it is done.
无论你做事的动机是什么，欺骗就是欺骗。
Let me ask you, my listening friend, have you recognized the temptation here?
亲爱的朋友，让我来问你，你有没有意识到这里所要面对的试探呢？
Let me make it very clear. This is one of Satan's favorite temptations.
让我说的再清楚一点，这就是撒旦最爱用的试探。
It is called shortcuts to the will of God.
它被称之为走捷径来达到神的旨意。
How do I know that it is Satan's favorite temptation?
我怎么知道这是撒旦最爱用的试探呢？
Because he tried it again and again.
因为他用了一遍又一遍。
He came to Jesus in the wilderness and said to him, We both know that you are going to be the sovereign king of the universe.
在旷野他来到耶稣面前说，我们两个都知道你将成为整个宇宙至高无上的君王。
You know and I know that you are going to be the sovereign judge of the world.
你我都知道你将成为这个世界上的大法官。
Oh, but just let me show you an easy way to your destination.
不过呢，就让我来给你展示一条捷径，可以通往你的目的地的。
There is a simple way to achieve what you come to earth to accomplish.
那是一条简单的路，就能完成你来到世上所需要完成的。
There is a way to avoid this horrible necessity of the cross, and let me take you there.
那条路能够避免走上十字架可怕的代价，让我带你到目的地去吧。
My listening friends, always be leery of Satan's shortcuts.
亲爱的朋友，撒旦的捷径总是很狡猾的。
Here is the question that you need to always ask yourself.
这里有一个问题，你需要不断地问你自己。
Can God fulfill his promises without my help?
没有我的帮助，神能否兑现他的应许呢？
And here is something you must never forget.
有些事情你必须牢牢地记住。
You cannot overcome one sin by committing another sin.
你绝对不能以另一个罪来掩盖已经犯的罪。
That is never God's way.
那从来都不是神的方法。
So, what should Rebecca have done in these circumstances?
所以，利百加在这样的环境中应该怎么做呢？
Very simple.
非常简单。
She should have gone to Isaac and said to him, Isaac, my darling, I overheard what you're about to do.
他应该来到以撒面前对他说，以撒，我亲爱的，我无意中听到你将要做的事情。
Have you forgotten what God said?
难道你已经忘了神是怎么说的了吗？
Have you forgotten God's oracle to us about Jacob?
你已经忘了神对我们所说的关于雅各的预言了吗？
Have you forgotten how God answered your prayers on my behalf and gave us two boys?
你已经忘了神怎样回应你为我的缘故所祈求的赐给我们两个儿子吗？
Have you forgotten the promises of God?
你已经忘了神的应许吗？
Do you know why I think Rebecca did not say that to her husband Isaac?
你知道吗？为什么我认为利百加并没有对她的丈夫以撒说这些话呢？
First of all, I think Isaac at that point of his life had the hardening of the heart.
首先我认为以撒在他人生的那个时刻已经越来越心硬了。
And Rebecca probably was convinced that he would not listen to her anyway.
并且利百加已经深信无论如何以撒都不会听他的了。
But I think there was more to it than that.
但是我认为比这个更严重的是
I think Isaac and Rebecca had stopped communicating with each other years earlier.
以撒和利百加已经在多年以前就停止相互沟通的了。
And when communication between husband and wife ceases to exist,
那么当丈夫和妻子不再互相沟通的时候
sin will be easily and readily available.
罪恶就很容易也很轻易的得逞。
When communication between husband and wife breaks down,
当丈夫和妻子之间的沟通破裂了
Satan is always waiting in the wings to interfere.
撒旦总是在等待机会挑拨离间
When communication between husband and wife stops,
当丈夫和妻子的沟通停止了
what often takes place is a power struggle.
取而代之的常常是权力之争
So Rebecca also did the wrong thing.
所以利百加也做得不对
She set a terrible example for her boys.
她为孩子们设立了一个糟糕的榜样。
What a missed opportunity for Rebecca to have taught her sons to trust the Lord.
对利百加来说，失去了多么可惜的机会，可以教导她的孩子们信靠神。
Her sons needed to be instructed in the Word of God.
她的孩子们需要从神的话语中受教。
They needed to learn.To believe in the Lord.
他们需要学习信任神。
But instead, Jacob learned the art of deception.
但是相反的，雅各学会了骗术。
And Esau learned to harden his heart in rebellion.
而以扫则学会了硬起心来背逆神。
Of course, Esau and Jacob should not pass the blame onto their parents for their sin.
当然，以扫和雅各不能推卸他们自己的罪责，而单单怪罪他们的父母。
They cannot do that now because they were responsible adults.
他们不能那样做，因为他们已经是懂得负责的成年人了。
My listening friends, probably the majority of our parents have made mistakes with us.
亲爱的朋友，可能大多数人的父母在教育我们的过程中都犯过错误。
But there is no excuse for any of us to spend the rest of our lives blaming our parents.
但任何人都不能以此为借口，在有生之年不断地怪罪自己的父母。
There has to come a time in each of our lives when we say, whatever mistakes my parents made, I am responsible for myself now.
每一个人到了人生的某个时刻，都应该说，无论我父母犯了怎样的错误，我现在都要对自己负责。
Now remember this.
现在请记住这一点。
The grace of God is ready to heal you.
神的恩典就等着要医治你的创伤。
The grace of God is ready to embrace you.
神的恩典就等着要拥抱你的生命。
The grace of God is ready to empower you.
神的恩典就等着要赋予你能力。
The grace of God is ready to restore to you all the years that have been eaten by the locusts.
神的恩典就等着要来补足你人生中被蝗虫吞吃的年岁。
So I end my message, my listening friend, where I began.
亲爱的朋友，我要用我开始的话语来结束我的信息。
Emphasizing the power of agreement in prayer.
看重祷告所带来的合一的大能。
Had Isaac and Rebecca been united in prayer,
如果以撒和利百加能在祷告中合一
,Had Isaac and Rebecca been united in purpose,
如果以撒和利百加能够目标一致
,Had Isaac and Rebecca been united in obedience,
如果以撒和利百加能够同心顺服
the story would have been written differently.
那将是个完全不同的故事了。
But the Bible is about the revelation of God's grace.
圣经是一本启示神恩典的书。
And the Bible holds these people up for us to ask each of us an important question.
并且圣经提出这些人物是要我们每一个人问自己一个很重要的问题。
Are you experiencing hardness of the heart?
你曾经心硬吗？
Then there is hope for you in Christ.
那么在基督里你还有希望。
Turn to him.
向他回转。
Are you experiencing the pains of guilt and shame because of past deceptions?
你曾经因为过去的欺骗带来了罪恶和羞愧而引起痛苦吗？
There is hope for you in Christ. Turn to him.
在基督里你还有希望，向他回转。
Are you experiencing a sense of unworthiness?
你曾经觉得自己一无是处吗？
There is every hope for you in Christ. Turn to him.
在基督里你还有希望，向他回转。
Are you discouraged and defeated because you took some shortcuts in the past?
你曾经因为走捷径而感到沮丧和挫败吗？
There is living hope for you in Christ. Turn to him.
在基督里你还有活泼的盼望，向他回转。
Are you experiencing disunity in your marriage relationship?
你经历过婚姻中的不和谐吗？
There is every hope for you in Christ. Turn to him.
在基督里你还有希望，向他回转。
Is your family under attack because of sin in the past?
因着过去所犯的罪，你的家庭还在受攻击吗？
There is every hope for you in Christ. Turn to him.
在基督里你还有希望，向他回转。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和阿翔的翻译。是的，神的恩典能够遮盖一切，尤其是当我们做错事犯罪时，若能够及时的回到神面前认罪悔改，他必拯救，因为他的恩典可以扭转一切。也感谢麦克牧师的提醒，使我们不致陷入魔鬼的圈套，那就是走捷径来达到神的旨意，而是诚实的来到神的面前回转向他，明白他真正的计划是什么。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们，我们下次再会。
遇傻，定内满感激，因你的恩典满满，感激耶稣，耶稣，耶稣。
赞美你，直到